You're listening to The GOAT. I'm Courtney. This is our time where we get to talk to the Lakeland College wrestlers athletes. And this week we get to highlight men's basketball. Let's let our guest introduce himself.
Hi, I'm David DiMano, and I'm a fourth year guard for the Lakeland wrestlers men's basketball team.
David, appreciate you joining me this morning. You guys had one final game as a team in the regular season this past weekend. How did that go?
It was actually a no-bearing game. It was closer than we would like, but we pulled it off and we stuck together as a team. So it was a good step towards our championship goal.
And that's why I have you joining me here today, is because you guys will be taking off for championships here this week. Before we move on to that, what were some successes for the men's basketball team this year?
Some highlights from the season would definitely be our improvement as a team and being together more. And we also had a pretty strong home regular season. We went 9-1, so which is good. We only lost one game there. Yeah, those are some highlights.
Championships get going here this week. So what does this week look like for you guys getting ready for those games?
We've been practicing a lot. We even practice on Sunday, which we don't usually do. But today we're actually practicing before we leave at 5. And then the next day we practice early in the morning. So we get there at 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. We practice at 9 a.m. And then we have a banquet at night. And then we're the first game actually on Thursday against St. Mary's at 1 p.m., which is 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Oh my gosh. You guys have a lot going on here this week. Yeah. And where is the championships going on again?
It's in Moose Jaw, Karenport, but we're staying in Moose Jaw.
Okay. Yeah. So you got a decent drive ahead of you guys here this week. Yeah. You were also telling me that the format has switched up a little bit for you guys.
Yeah, it has switched up. After COVID, I'm pretty sure it was a 4-team playoff. So some of the teams would have to punch a ticket to get into playoffs. But now they went back to an 8-team format with the first seed in one of the conferences hosting. So it's going to be exciting with more teams over there and probably more fans.
Ooh, well, we'd love to see it. We're so excited for you guys. Wishing you guys the best of luck at championships. David, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.